Have there been any highlights or lowlights on the show this week?
Well, we're in lockdown for a couple of days, weren't we? We've had a couple of lockdowns and a few out of lockdown.
Let's see what Sammy Morrison's managed to pick out of the show this week.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, we learned about a race meet in Harndorf on the weekend.
We're in lockdown, obviously, and it was pyjama day. We're just laying around the couch. Just out of the blue, Kate said, about a little bit of a late afternoon cuddle.
Our jockey Chris Ditbar is getting ready in the mounting yards for the special cuddles cup.
I then said, I've just got to bet on this next race.
Oh, yes.
That's all I said.
You idiot.
I've learned never, ever, ever say that. Well, I got hit by a hurricane. Said, look, it'll be 90 seconds.
Just... Is that the race or your cuddle?
And unfortunately, we have a late scratching. Chris Ditbar is out of the special cuddle cup.
Number four.
Very good morning, Professor Nicola Spurrier. How are you?
Oh, very good, thank you.
We wrote Professor Nicola Spurrier a song.
We've put a song together about you.
Some call her a saint, some call her a queen. Just don't forget to sort your socks in quarantine.
My kids did show me this, and I just wanted to say it's one of my favourite songs.
Oh, there you go.
I'm really thrilled. One day I'll do karaoke for you.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, thanks, Nicola. See you at the karaoke bar. Oh, that's right, they're shut, and it's illegal to see.
We already have police officers on our checkpoints.
Number three.
We learned that reading live reads for clients can sometimes be tricky.
For over 40 years, Metro Waste have been recycling your rubbish.
Well, these guys take all commercial and residential waste.
Metro Waste, the happiest waste company in Adelaide. Yeah.
Number two. For a couple of days this week, the boys had to do the radio show from home.
After 9 o'clock this morning with Triple M's Home School of Rock. Ruined It's for breakfast on Triple M.
Time for us to go. We're a little bit clunky sometimes. We've got Mel in the studio. I'm in the hills. Roo's at Burnside. Alice is at Brighton or Hove. So we're all over the shop.
Everyone in different places.
Let's have a listen to the Channel 7 news report.
My key problem at the moment is getting everybody from the Greek on Halifax.
Yep, definitely. Let's hear from Professor Nicola Spurrier about that situation.
She was in the news grab from Channel 7 we just played.
Thanks,
Mel. That's okay.
And we learned it's hard doing a radio show in three different places over a Zoom call.
10 to 15%. You could do anything, really. I think that's what he was saying. Anyway, thanks, Simon. Interesting point of view. There you go. Roo, there are loads and loads of theories out there.
If you like awkward silence and people talking over each other, you'll love Ruined Dits live from lockdown over Zoom.
Seems we can bring the world population down 10-15%.
Oh, no.
Right.
You're and saying he...
And he said that in the TED Talks.
Didn't he also predict in about 5 years ago that we would have a pandemic?
Yeah.
Let's get Premier Marshall on.
We have got this early enough. But Premier... Sorry, go on.
You go.
Well, it's just saying...
No, you go.
I'm reading...
I think they've got it pretty right so far.
Then when they finally said goodbye to the Premier, I'm pretty sure they hung up on him.
Good on you, Premier. Thanks so much again. Very, very generous with his time, Roo. Our Premier, Stephen Marshall.
See you, Steve.
Number one, the grumpy old man appear on the show once a week.
What's irking you boys at the moment, Reedy?
Complaining about stuff.
Yeah, mate, I tell you what irks me.
And I learnt grumpy old man Reedy is a bit of a broken record.
Why don't commentators be honest about an umpiring decision?
Let's go back to March 2020.
The one that really gets me, mate, is TV commentators with a footy back on. Why won't they actually have a crack at an umpire when he makes a terrible decision?
Let's try July 2019.
Oh, no. I know we've mentioned this before, but how long do we have to put up with the every time the umpire bounces the ball and you bring it back in?
June 2020.
Oh, you know when you're a drug addict or you're an alcoholic, they've got to accept that you've got a problem and then you can start to get on with it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I want to know why the AFL can't accept that they've got a problem with umpires.
Tuesday this week.
Till you admit you've got a problem, you don't get better. And that's the reason umpires don't get better. They don't admit they've got a problem.
Anything else irking you, mate?
The other thing that irks me is the amount of time the umpires give the players to kick the ball.
Global pandemics, trouble accessing your superannuation.
Until they accept that there's a problem, they're not going to fix those rules, they're not going to fix the umpires.
He's definitely hung up on the umpires.
I honestly don't know how they run the umpires.
All right, Reedy, what's irking you this week?
What's irking you blokes at the moment? Reedy, you're usually pretty hot on this one.
Well, I'm still on the umpires.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Sammy Morrison, outstanding. Well done.
Well done, Sam.
Fantastic. Yeah.